With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. PGS. Happy Tuesday. A few minutes past 6 p.m. I think you played Weezer yesterday, and I think I said this. Wow, they used to be good. Do you guys think, being creative people, that every creative people, person, every band of creative people, ourselves included, Weezer, Foo Fighters, Beatles, they just have so much on the shelf and then they don't? Because, like The Simpsons, I haven't watched The Simpsons in 10 years and I think it sucks. And that's stupid because I haven't watched it in 10 years. Carl Middleman was making the argument the other day that one of the best ones ever was on the other day, and he and Andrew were having like a real argument about it. But yeah, if the Beatles had stayed together, would they just be putting out crap music by now?
Probably.
Yeah, I think a lot of those types of creatives have one thing that they are brilliant at. But no matter how brilliant you are at one thing, that one thing is going to
wear thin.
Yeah, have a lifespan.
That's a good way to put it.
And some have been able to have that next level, and they can evolve, and they can move out of that one lane. But most brilliant people, I think, are brilliant at one thing.
So you have your Nirvanas, who blow up and then go away, obviously because of Kurt Cobain's suicide. Then you have bands like the Rolling Stones, who blow up, and then they spend the rest of their career playing their songs from when they blew up. I have no problem with that. And then you have people who blow up and then disband and just never come back. Right? But do you have anyone? Who would you say off the top of your head is the most successful, longest-running band who still puts out good stuff? Or until the end of their career, they put out good stuff?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
No one jumps to mind, do they?
You two changed up. I mean, I'm not a huge U2 fan, but judging by like album sales and being able to stay relevant, their albums changed a lot as they went through their career, and they had very popular albums decades after their first ones that sounded a lot different. They weren't just doing the same thing. So that's one. The Red Hot Chili Peppers kind of did the same thing. I really don't like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but they did it.
And they'll still put out a good song from time to time. Like, I don't think they're putting out, like, you gotta go get the new Chili Peppers album. But they'll have
changed.
A good hit. Yeah, they've adjusted.
Yeah, they don't sound the same.
Man, the Foo Fighters sure do sound the same. And my big beef with the Foo Fighters is there's six people in that band now. Like, your whole thing is power chords. You need three.
I think I might be in the Foo Fighters.
Maybe four if you're feeling generous. But, like, Pat Smear was just like, I would like to be back in the band, please. And Dave Grohl was like, get on in here, buddy. And it's just grown. And, yeah, I mean, I love the Foo Fighters music, but I haven't been able to enjoy anything since. Wasting Light was a great example of, like, dang, they're still doing it 20 years in. They're still good. And then they put out a couple more things where it's like, this is just boring. This is kind of the same thing over and over again. For me, Weezer is one of my favorite bands. The problem is they haven't really changed that much. They're still doing, like, Buddy Holly is a goofy song. And when that's one of the first things you're putting out, or it's on your second or third album, it's like, this is so fun. But then when you keep doing just that, it's all, they're almost in like Weird Al territory at this point, where it's like, here comes a new goofy old Weezer song. I still like them, but
it's also,
they could have changed.
It's very difficult to capture that 22-year-old ironic, yes, funny angst when you're 52
and you're mm-hmm. a millionaire.
Yes,
and it's hard to get past that.
Yeah,
it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah,
like hey, you can have a number one smash hit that everybody's gonna remember, and you can make a career off of, but it's gonna be a goofy novelty song. You're stuck.
Yeah,
I don't know who can. You know, I disagree with R.E.M. on this, but that's why
yeah,
R.E.M.
Like Bowling
won't
play for Soup was never going to be a long-term.
Right, but that's why R.E.M. won't play Stand at concerts and kind of distance themselves from it right after it became a hit, because it was so, like, silly and goofy, and they were like, we don't want to get stigmatized as the silly, goofy band. We want to be taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with them on that, but I think that thought process works. If you're, especially if that's how you're introduced as this funny band, like you said, especially if you're introduced as this funny band in your 20s, it's hard to try to be, no, I'm in my 50s now and I'm very serious and I have very serious music. No, you're not. You're the people who made, you know, Eat My Shorts or whatever, you know, like goofy songs.
So speaking of creative, you have an issue with the Hulu commercial?
Yes, my favorite thing to talk about. Commercials that make us mad.
Oh, this is classic. This is classic DGS content here, like complaining about commercials and things that really mean nothing to anyone. So there's this new Hulu commercial, and it's basically a rap song, by Dame Dala, and it's a great song. Like the commercial song is really good, but the whole message of the commercial is, he's going to rap about Hulu, and that's going to be their commercial. And he starts rapping about Hulu with the script in front of him. They're like, no. We've added stuff to Hulu. It's not just live sports anymore. It's you can get these shows, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay, fine. Start the song back up. And they start the song. He starts rapping again. And they're like, no. You need to add this, and that, too. And he's like, no, that's too much. And then his manager opens a big suitcase of money, and he's like, we can make that work, right? And he's like, yeah, we can make that work. And then the song is, Hulu's doesn't just have live sports, it's a lifestyle. You're not allowed to rap about Hulu being a lifestyle if you're only writing the song because they're paying you to write the song. I know it's ridiculous. I know that what I'm saying is ridiculous.
So the internal ethics of the Hulu commercial bothers you.
Exactly.
Yeah, the whole point is they have to bribe him to endorse
the
them.
The whole message is Hulu is a lifestyle.
Mm.
We provide everything you need. We are here for you if you need live sports, if you need news, if you need. That's what the message is about. But the guy delivering the message is painted as only delivering the message because he's being paid to do so in your own commercial.
It's funny.
I know it's ridiculous.
Wow.
I know that it's stupid. I know that it's stupid. I know what I'm saying is stupid and meaningless. It just, commercials like that bother me because they are in direct conflict with the message that they're sending. And I just think that professional writers should know that. When if you're somebody paid enough to write a professional...
Someone in the room should have said, wait a minute.
Yeah, somebody should have said there's mixed messages here, right?
Wow, listen to that. So I looked up the ad on YouTube.
The song is awesome.
We'll play it in a second.
The beat and everything
here
is really well done.
So Rose on YouTube disagrees, Tony. She says, one of the best advertisements I've come across in my entire life. I literally had to stop the video I was watching and find this masterpiece so I could share it with my friends. Thanks, Hulu.
The song rocks. The song is great.
Amy says, every video I watch has a 75% chance this ad pops up. And personally, I hate ads personally, but this ad is dope, unlike other ads.
It's a dope song. Hulu show my team hit a game winner. I seen a walk off for a series
clincher. Hulu has live sports. Hulu. Damn, that was dope. But it's Hulu doesn't just have live sports. Hulu doesn't just have live sports. You also have to say 65 live channels plus Hulu's entire streaming library.
I don't know.
I love that they're trusting him to freestyle this.
Work, right? He's like, I don't know. And then that, when he says, we can make that work, right? He's got a big suitcase full of cash.
It is catchy.
It's a great song. It's a great song. But Hulu's not a lifestyle for you. You're getting paid to write it. And that's okay. We all know that. But you're putting that in the commercial. I know it's stupid. I know that my I know my issues with this are dumb.
What? I have a question. Let me make it even dumber. We've all seen, like, eat the rich, get out the guillotine, all this dumb ultra-left-wing rhetoric online, which none of these people are actually ever going to do anything, but they need to shut up because it's tacky and classless. How come they don't go after commercials like that where it's literally a briefcase of money for an athlete to rat? You know what I mean? Like, to me, that's an obscene flashing of wealth that kind of makes me go, ugh. Sorry to bring the mood down, everyone else.
Let me paint with a broad brush. I would guess that there was a way to know this, that most of the people in modern society, television, the whole bit, who flash cash, eat the rich, are liberals. I mean, there are a whole lot of wealthy conservatives, but they're typically conservative. Does that make sense? See what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Most people with yachts and, you know, Lamborghinis and things like that, I think a lot of them would be from the entertainment sports industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always have a hard time, like, marrying those two thoughts of, like, people get very mad when you're hoarding wealth. But to me, nothing says hoarding wealth than, like, a briefcase full of cash that you're just handing. Like, especially in rap culture, it's like, okay, you get a stack for this. Oh, I can pay for that, blah, blah, blah. It's just throwing your money away. I guess if you're sharing the wealth in that case, it makes people less angry. But it's one of those things where I see and I'm like, that seems like kind of an unhealthy way to feel about money, too. And that's capitalism, too. But everyone leaves that alone.
And the way it's justified by many of them, I've seen people be presented with that, like, well, you have all this money. Why are you not evil? And the standard answer is, I earned it. I'm the one who was great at this sport. I'm the one who made these records. But they don't. But that same excuse doesn't carry over to, well, I started a business. I earned it in a bit. No, you made your fortune off the backs of the people that work for you. I made my fortune on my own.
And obviously to me, disagree with that.
Yeah, I think when you say I earned it, I think you, and some people have, like, we've seen, like, Lil Wayne and 50 Cent and these other, like, now I know how it feels. I earned this money. People are now demonizing me. So some people have made the connection, but many don't, at least in the interviews and excuses that I've seen given.
Man, we overanalyze stuff.
Everyone
else watched that video and was like, this is so fun. And Tony's like, it's not a lifestyle. And I'm like, the wealthy just are rubbing it in our face all the time.
The song is dope. I will give everybody that. The message just makes me, my brain can't help but I just have this problem that I analyze the message. And it's a mixed message.
I don't like Hulu. I have it.
I haven't. I don't.
I use it.
I don't have it.
It's like it's the farthest thing down on my decision tree.
They don't really come up with like new cool content.
Yeah, no.
I like it because I can rewatch a bunch of old stuff on it. Like that's my throw on an old season of Housewives or something while I'm cleaning my apartment. Hulu is great for that. But yeah, there's nothing that they release that I'm like really excited to see. Like Netflix or
something.
Isn't
HBO that where the Kardashians
something.
Are going?
Yeah.
Because we don't currently have Hulu, I don't think. But we will now.
they're going
the
to Hulu
are,
and Disney Plus. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be.
They
big.
Just wrapped filming on their current show like 2 days ago. And
yeah, we'll be.
We'll have to see what's next Columbo's for the
will be
Kardashians
a Hulu
and Hulu.
Very shortly.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.